Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Yeehaw! Welcome to your Monday installment of the BTN News Show.
I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Sorry, I'm just trying to make things lively. You know, it is a Monday. Gosh knows how hard that is to do on days like this. Hope our U.S. listeners had a lovely Thanksgiving. I hope all of you survived Black Friday. Guess now we gotta get ready for Cyber Monday, right? That is, if we have any cash left. It is the 28th of November, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past few days here and there. You're coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, speaking of Black Friday, how many of you actually went to a desktop and did some shopping? Yeah, not a lot of us. Adobe, whom of all people, I guess, has determined that mobile shopping, both from your phone and your tablet, probably mainly from our phones, because let's face it, tablets, yeah, they're doing so well. They're actually responsible for about $1.2 billion of U.S. online sales last Black Friday. Apparently, that's the first time it's ever crossed the $1 billion mark. So why the sudden upping on mobile? Well, it had a lot to do with those incentives. Yeah, those little extra perks from Target, Amazon, Walmart, you know, they all offered a little bit of extra if you shop from your mobile. You know, like a little early discounts on that flat panel TV you didn't really need. So did you tune in to CNN over the weekend and see a little porn action? If you say yes, you're lying. Now I know you're saying, oh, wait a minute, no, I heard it from Fox News, I heard it from the New York Post. They are also lying. No, despite what you read, CNN did not run any porn over the weekend. How did this start? With a single fake tweet. And then it kind of just took on a life of its own after that. In most cases, most news organizations didn't even verify with CNN if they actually did run some porn. They just figured, CNN ratings are dropping, they must have. Actually, I seen it over there on Facebook and thought to myself, well, this can't possibly be fake because 99% of the news on Facebook is true, right, Zuck? Right? Do you need another sizable tablet in your life? Well, you're going to have even more to choose from if this rumor turns out to be true from Apple. Oh my goodness gracious. We got a 9.7-inch tablet. We got the damn iPad minis. And then, of course, we got the Pros coming in at 12.9 inches. Where else is there to go? Well, apparently a 10.5-inch, that's where to go. Looks like our good old boy over there, Ming, has got another little juicy rumor for us. Coming from the Taiwanese supply chain that Apple will be releasing a 10.5-inch iPad next year. Apparently, this one's aimed at the enterprise and education sector. I think it's more aimed at we can't freaking figure out how big we want this thing. Now, from what else details we're hearing about this rumor, this new iPad is expected to come out 1 year before a big change is seen for the iPad design. You know how this stuff works. We'll get a big old overhaul of the iPhone. People say, oh, mine is so gorgeous. They should make the iPad this way. And then we'll see the iPad after that. So no, don't expect OLED panels just yet. We'll have to wait for that. Biggest question is, would you buy a 10.5-inch iPad? Most of you are probably saying, no, I haven't even bought a 9.7-inch or a 12.9-inch. And finally, speaking of Apple, got yourself a new MacBook Pro with a little touch bar on there? How about turning it into a Knight Industries MacBook Pro? Oh yeah, we knew this was coming and somebody thought of it. Yay. Thanks to Anthony DeMotao, we now have the Knight Touch Bar 2000. Best of all, it's free. What does it do? Well, it pretty much turns your MacBook Pro into kit. Yeah, that touch bar at the top will turn into... And of course, up on your screen, you'll see Kit itself in all its 1982 Trans Am glory. Fancy doing a little 80s retro on your MacBook Pro today? Head to github.com/akdm/Knight Touch Bar 2000. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, the destination for everything that's happening at the British Tech Network. There's a lot of stuff going on over there. Lots of product reviews going over there. The blog is alive and well. Of course, all of our great podcasts. Get on over there and check it out for yourself right now. Like our Facebook page on Facebook at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our lovely BTN community. If you haven't joined up, get on over there. You have no idea what you're missing. You can do that at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be returning for your Tuesday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, I'm going to go find myself a nice little black leather jacket, boot up my MacBook Pro, and call myself Michael Knight. Have a great Monday, and thank you very much for listening.